This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in the studio. Alex is headed to the Black Lives Matter protest in front of Planned Parenthood in Austin, outraged by attempts to shut down freedom of speech. We're going to join Alex right now, live in front of Planned Parenthood. Go ahead, Alex.
Absolutely, and we're here. I'm seeing new crowds come all the time, probably about 60 people here now, a lot of new faces. People just pop through for 20 minutes, go back to work, like Mr. Jackson. Not Ja'Kari Jackson, another Jackson. You just popped by real quick. What's your take on this?
I think we should save the babies, have this place shut down, just get rid of all this stuff.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add?
God bless America.
All right, brother.
Give me some help, brother.
All right, absolutely. Sir?
Yeah, people just don't know. People just don't know this information. It's up to everyone to break out of their comfort zone and tell the people that they're uncomfortable telling about this information so that we can spread it to everyone.
Absolutely.
Force a debate on this.
No. Absolutely.
Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Obama, they don't want to have a debate on this.
And yeah, this is really the big deal. Sir, what's your take on all this? Yeah.
Well, I've been studying Margaret Sanger for years. She's the killer.
She's the worst.
Yeah, she is. She really is. Most people, it's good work that you're doing educating people. Most people don't know about her at all. You know, I was at ACC about a couple months ago, and she was there in a black women's conference, and it was ridiculous, the amount of ignorance.
I mean, some of the representatives.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's great work.
What do you think of the folks out here saying we're racist and Ja'Kari's racist because we don't want to have half the blacks killed?
Well, I would ignore them. That's what I would do. I would ignore them if I was you.
What do you call these fake liberals that are actually racist, like Margaret Sanger, who then take the moral high ground and say, if you don't want to kill 57 million or 56 million babies, you're racist?
It's deception. That's all it is. Deception. You know it better than I do. You know, you've done massive research.
No, enough about me. You guys are the people out here, and I salute you all. Who else wants to get on this mic and say a few words?
Anything else, brother?
No, I just always encourage how it's so easy for you to get out there and speak your mind and all that, and that really motivates me and gives me a lot of courage to question, you know, whatever we have to question about our government. I'm a veteran, but it's always good to question everything, and I'm motivated by you always questioning everything. It's awesome.
That's what I'm trying to do. God bless you. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I just cannot believe that anybody stands for this, to have this many babies killed every day. It's just got to stop.
And now it's put the vets on a don't treat list. Now it's kill the old people.
Right.
I mean, it's never going to end.
No, it's never going to end unless we stop it. Unless everybody stands up as one and stops it.
Absolutely. Who else wants to jump in here?
A conception should not be a death sentence. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, my friend.
It's the natural progression of people who hate themselves. Once they realize that we're all the same and everyone, there's a part of us in everyone, then they realize that they're just killing themselves. So,
well, that's it. When they're killing any baby, I feel it in my soul and I get mad. I'll be honest, I didn't come out here because I have really aggressive feelings towards these demons.
Yeah, I mean, we're all connected.
Which one of them would have hit me?
As you rise to higher levels of consciousness, you realize that everyone's connected and you can kind of feel what everyone else is feeling. So, you know, you just have to realize that. And if you treat everyone else the way you want it to be treated, you know, you can't go wrong with the golden rule. I don't know why it's that.
Well, that's what I've done in my life, and God's only blessed me and protected me.
Oh, absolutely. And we're all connected in the end with, you know, a higher spirit and a higher power that will eventually bring us all together.
Well, I think the wicked side is getting really scared because there is a human consciousness happening.
Well, the wicked side knows that the good always wins in the end. It's written in every major book and every story, from Lord of the Rings to The Matrix to every motion picture. It all comes from the same source. So
they know, the archetype.
They know they're going to lose. So, you know, they're clawing at the bits to try to make it. And at the end of the day, when you know you're going to lose, you're going to try everything. But
did you see, and I'm not trying to be mean, how soulless those guys were? Their eyes were all dead.
Oh, I mean, they can't even talk or have a conversation. I don't know why you would come out here and try to protest something unless you're just being brainwashed and told what to do by someone else. It's the inability of someone to think for themselves and decide this is good, this is bad, this is helpful, this is not. It's just basically automatons from, you know, the stuff in the water.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. Alex has gone to the rally in front of the Planned Parenthood facility. Of course, people showed up to shut down freedom of speech. They didn't show up with countersigns. They showed up with tarps to cover up the signs of the people who are protesting Planned Parenthood. Alex, I just got a text from my wife. She was there. She said, you did it. When you showed up, they dropped their tarps and ran off. And she says she's got one of their tarps as a souvenir.
Amazing. Well, we're down here pointing out that all black lives matter, all lives matter, and that the very people who want to literally wipe out black Americans through Planned Parenthood on record are the ones trying to create this whole race war and garbage off some of these tragedies. So we're pointing out the real organized genocide with the documented proof. We're talking to a lot of great folks. Sir, give us your take on all this.
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue forward as a country.
Oh, they're coming back. They masked me. He's breaking the mic.
We're just assaulted. Get the cops. Get the cops. That guy, we got the witness.
I guess they don't realize this is being broadcast live. Too stupid to know that.
Now he's hitting. All right, that clear assault. Get the police over here. Do you have audio? He tried to take the mic.
I got video.
Do we have audio?
They came in and tried to drag the mic off.
He's coming at me again right now.
Yelling, excuse us.
Go ahead and push me one more time.
And came back as a group.
Go ahead.
This is amazing. These people don't have anything to say. They just want to shut your free speech down.
Bro, you got to kill, bro.
You got to say this. I take him down. Take him down.
Okay.
Yeah, we got this. This is insane.
Push and shove.
This guy was totally demon-possessed.
Unbelievable.
We need to get the police here right now. Look, another minion attacking.
Get out of here. Get the
You people are devil worshiping.
Catch that guy.
You're weak. Your God's weak. God bless you, brother. Thank you, sir. Look at these guys.
Oh, I just came in and punched Alex. I just pulled out his mic, so we just lost the mic. Hit and run. That's the tactic that they do. They try to shut down your free speech. You need to understand that these people who have been telling us that they're pro-choice for so long are the ones who are, he's running off trying to steal a mic. They're chasing him down. I think he actually got the microphone, pulled it off of the cord. They're following him now. These are the people telling you that they're pro-choice. They want to shut down all of your choice about not only which insurance company, what level of coverage you're going to have. They want to shut down your choice about vaccines. They want to force inject you. It's a medical tyranny. They don't want to have a discussion about anything. They don't have any signs. They just come up to shut down our signs. What we're trying to do, and as one of the callers that was one of the people at the protest pointed out, when he talks to people about genocide, they don't even understand what he's talking about. They say they're just profoundly ignorant, and they don't understand or know about the conspiracy quotes from Margaret Sanger. It's not a theory. There's conspiracy quotes where she says she wants to do genocide, shut down the black people, shut down the undesirable races. As she said, we're either going to segregate them or we are going to sterilize them. She was the founder of Planned Parenthood. And as the one of the protesters there said, when he talks to people, they don't know anything about the origins of Planned Parenthood. They don't know who Margaret Sanger is. They've never read any of the things that she said. And they don't even understand what eugenics or genocide are about. They're profoundly ignorant. That's why it's an information war. Right now, they got the microphone back, I think, and they're trying to get us hooked up here. Okay, there we are. Here's Alex.
Can you hear anything?
Okay, Alex, you're back. We got you live. Can you hear us? Okay, what happened was we had a momentary case. A guy ran up.
Did you see that, Dima?
I mean, no fight with him.
Do we have audio yet?
You got audio. Go ahead. Go ahead, Alex. You got audio.
Okay, good.
He can't hear us. The guy came up and assaulted Alex and grabbed the microphone and ran off. They chased him down and got the microphone back. And Alex is still trying to get connected up. He can't hear that we're here. Yes, go ahead. You're on. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, David?
Yes, I got you. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, thank God we always take two bullhorns because we've had MSNBC attack us with knives and cut the cord before at the DNC in Denver. We just got attacked again. They're arresting him over here. Let's get the footage. I'll go tell the police what happened. All of this is unfolding. We had it all on footage. A literal vampire with see-through white skin. These are literal demon-possessed people, folks. This is like a movie. They are literally scum of the earth. And I saw their controller driving around earlier in a black car. Looked like a vampire. These people are so weak. And they're fluttering around their temple trying to protect it. Because make no mistake, rituals go on in that building. We've caught them all over the country, folks. This is what's really going on. And he assaulted a bunch of people. People controlled themselves. He was going to attack me. Jakari got between us. Great job, Jakari. He was totally... Rob, dude, describe what you saw.
That guy had a look in his eyes of death and soullessness. And he was like just... You could just see it. He was going... And it was like when those guys in Iraq were like killing the puppy and beating up the kids. It was that same mentality.
It's the enemy. You saw the enemy.
Oh, yeah. You could see it right there. And he was the worst. The other ones didn't have that look. That guy had the look. And we got it all on tape. And we're going to be putting it up. It was all streamed out live, too. So... I'm totally blown away.
This is a pack of vampires.
I got them from behind coming in. They all linked.
We know who they are. I want to start hunting them in the info war.
Right.
I want to start going to their haunts. Yeah. I want to put some legal, lawful teams on them.
They're all right behind them.
Yeah. And where are the police?
They got two of them.
Yeah, they're over there arresting the ringwraiths right now. We need to send somebody over to talk to the police so that they can get the truth of what happened so they don't let him go. We have it all on footage. We have everything on tape. We need the Austin police to come over here. They've already been helpful so far. Let's send over Jakari. Jakari!
I think Weldon saw it, too.
Okay, Weldon. Yeah, I want to get the police over here as soon as they get people. Pardon me, sir? No, sir.
Okay.
God bless you. I want to tell the police exactly what happened. That guy shoved, hit, punched, kicked, and he did it all like that animated demon thing where they have no soul, like in movies. I mean, these people are literal scum, literal filth, absolute bottom of the barrel trash here, like moths at a flame at the stench of the dead babies in there, just getting off on it at every level. And their evil has exposed them yet again. I mean, look at this guy. It's like the hillside. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the emptiness. You guys really love abortion, don't you? Absolutely. Hey, well, don't worry. Don't worry that, you know, you guys love garbing yourself in black like you're tough. You love death so much, believe me. God's got a way of giving you what you want. So enjoy it. I think you guys are a fascinating topic. We're going to start covering you guys. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, they have so many people with them.
Absolutely. Total minions of evil. Yeah, we already know who you are. Not releasing your names isn't going to help. And the rap sheets on these guys are going to be very, very serious. I need to talk to the police.
Again,
I need
the
to
only
speak
response
to the officers.
To...
I want to send Weldon. Yeah, we need to speak to the police. All right, I'm going over here. Bring me the cameras. Listen, it's all right, buddy. I'm going to go talk to this guy. I'll do what I want. Thank you. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
When are the officers going to come over, please, sir?
Shortly.
Fantastic. You promise you'll ask them to come over to us?
Guaranteed.
Okay, thank you. Well, we need to arrest them. We have video of them assaulting people. Not like the assault going on inside there, but they're not cutting up babies or anything. They're just here like Renfield protecting Dracula's castle. But it doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. That guy was like a reanimated corpse. I'm telling you, these people are the scum of the earth. God. I wouldn't be surprised if God just blew the whole planet up to cleanse it of this disease and blew us up along with it. I mean, this is just... What did you... Sir, I saw one of the minions was attacking you. What was... Did you see the look in their eyes?
Crazed look just out in space. I mean, the guy had...
I mean, it's beyond the stuff I've seen from the Manson family.
It's incredible.
I mean, the way they look.
Just they're nothing. They are nothing.
I can see your soul. I love you.
Love you, too. God bless you.
We're
going to
beat these
God
people. I hate the new world order.
Jesus' name.
Yeah. Damn right. You people got to get it. People ask me why I'm a Christian, why I talk about God. I don't mean these fake churches. I face the new world order over and over again. They're all devil worshippers.
Yeah.
It's real. We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
You've been ousted.
We're sick of you hurting children, you filth.
We see you.
We see you, and humanity's rising.
And
you sit
God
there and henpeck us and tell us to submit. We'll never submit to you, and humanity's rising.
And God sees everything.
Damn right.
God sees everything.
Yeah.
Well, we've exposed the filth.
What is heaven?
Gee, we drew the enemy out. And I want to salute all of you that are here. God bless you. Weldon Henson, come on over there and talk to us. I saw him assaulting you, sir. What was that like?
Just crazy. They linked up arms and just come charging through, and that guy just crazy in his eyes.
I saw him shoving and hitting on you. You were restrained. You just held him back.
Yeah. I didn't want to try to get
him. Looked like you could have given him a good pop, though.
Well, I didn't want it to get violent. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They're trying to incite it.
Yeah, they were waiting, wanting me to hit him.
Yeah, they were trying to incite it. Yeah, don't fall in the trap. Weather games. Yeah, he did. He did. Absolutely.
Well, now the paper that wants to ignore this, like they even matter anymore, will have to cover it because of the arrest.
Good.
And it wasn't us that got arrested, see? The enemy didn't get what they wanted.
Hey, you want a bullhorn
again? Man, I'm telling you, earlier, one of these guys drove by. Literal demon, even worse than those.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's just a huge coward. Because he comes up, he's shoving around. He's about to get in a fight with this guy, and I was trying to break it up. Because he looks like he's about to snap him in half. And he's like, what are you going to do? And then he comes up to me, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, what do you want to do? And he's like, and he grabs the mic and then runs off like a little girl. You know, so that's how these guys are.
They want to stop the First Amendment. We're going to break. Let's get shots of them getting arrested over here. Police are doing their job. That's why we're going to take back our communities and have good police departments. I tell you, that's why they want us all fighting with each other so they can have war in the streets and come after us. That's why they want to get a war with the police going. We got to reform the police, not fall in Soros' trap. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. God bless you all. Stay with us.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today. Are you tired of being cyber-raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private, personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen, or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We have Alex live at the protest in front of Planned Parenthood, which we're trying to point out that Black Lives Matter, and they have been the target of Planned Parenthood from its inception by their founder, Margaret Sanger. counter-protesters showed up to try to just hold up black signs, black tarp over the signs that were there. Alex was outraged at their attempts to shut down free speech. He went to the rally, and they just cut the mic cable, shared it, something, and ran off with the microphone. Giving us an update now is Alex Jones. Go ahead, Alex.
That's right, and Rob Dew and Weldon Hintz are going to break down what happened. Weldon got assaulted by him and had to push him off of him. What they did was knock over men and women, locking arms and stomp on you. Weldon didn't let them do that, so he pushed the zombies back over. The police, we're seeing if they're going to arrest them. We have them assaulting like 10 people on video, but they're over there trying to claim that we basically assaulted them. But Rob Dew, what'd you see and what'd you catch on this camera?
Yeah, I've got it on this camera, and we're going to put it up here later today. They started back over by the entrance. They all locked arms, and they all started walking towards the group, and they started running into people going, excuse me, pushing people out of the way. They hit an old man first, and so he moved out of the way, and they kept coming. Then they ran into Weldon. Weldon's not a pushover. So he said, nah, don't push me.
Let's be clear. I told him three times after they had me trapped, I said, you're physically assaulting us. You need to stop it right now. You need to stop. Please stop. I told him three times. They backed me up, surrounded me. I had to push him back.
Well, that zombie clawed me right here, and it's not that big a deal, but,
and let's
bleeding.
Let's be honest, too. When they had me surrounded, they were kicking me, and someone clawed me, too. There was another one over there who started clawing me, and I was just like, you guys need to get off, so I had to push them.
But aren't these Satan minions weak? I mean, they're little claws and stuff.
They're weak. There's no doubt about it. They don't have human spirit.
That's why they want to target children.
Exactly. It's easy target, right?
Well, I've just been waiting forever to be able to talk to the cops. I mean,
this guy over here, this is the guy that tackled the dude who stole the...
Sir, come on over here and tell us about the ring race that you tackled.
Sure.
So he grabbed the mic twice, was hitting people. You chased him over there. What happened?
Two guys tried to take him down, but they couldn't, so I took him down. And then I grabbed him by the collar, and I held him there. And I was looking around for police or, like, anyone to videotape it, but all of his friends ran up. And they said, we have it on video, and they were just videotaping me, so I just figured to let them go.
Look at the vampire smiling right there. They think it's funny. Now, they're going to think it's funny, and the cops don't arrest them. I'm going to have to go other channels. Go ahead.
Anyways, I let him go, and he ran off. I didn't know that I could make a citizen's arrest at that time. If I would have known that, I would have held him, and I would have dragged him over here.
Well, good job, brother. And, hey, we had a backup mic. But trying to take down banners, trying to block our banners, kicking people, attacking people, assaulting the equipment, stealing the microphone, breaking the cord. I mean, this is a group of scum. Here, get some photos of them smiling and laughing over there. We need that on tape.
Alex, we have something. Dude, I think the
Zoom. I want to get the laughing and the smiling. We already got your face, scum. God, I hate scum. Ugh.
Alex, I think we have the Facebook page of this group that they're ready to throw up on the screen. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to give it too much attention, guys. I want to think about what we're going to do first, okay?
Yeah, Red Guards Austin. Yeah, that's the looks like that's the group.
Yeah, I don't even want to. We're examining what group it is. We'll find out for sure, and we'll see if it's affiliated with that group before we take action. But this is the enemy. This is the black clothes ring race. That's why I tell the cops, why do you want to wear black uniforms? Because the globalists try to standardize your uniform. Don't do
Alex,
it.
We can
you
see
don't
that,
look like him.
That guy with the beard that refused to talk, the long beard, they've got a picture of him on Facebook. He's holding up Red Guards banner. So this is Red Guards Austin, and he's marching with them holding the banner. So it looks like that.
Yeah, your audio to me is real distorted. He's holding up a what?
He's holding up a banner that says Red Guards. It's a hammer and sickle. It's Red Guards Austin. That appears to be the group they're with.
Here. Let's go over here then.
Good job, Alex.
You're saying this guy?
That guy right there. They got him on Facebook, the Facebook page.
I did.
Red Guards Austin.
Well, good.
There he
good.
Is.
More lies.
Yeah.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. And he's standing right next to Black Lives Matter sign in the march. So it's the Communist Party holding red flags and a Black Lives Matter sign, and there's our guy there with the beard.
Wait a minute, you marching a Black Lives Matter thing with a hammer and a sickle? Is that you? We're just asking. We're just asking if that's your Facebook, because we got it on TV right now.
That's really impressive. You're something else. I've never met an alien before. What's it like? Which planet?
What do they sound like?
It's a friendly
scene. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think they've got her.
Anyway,
as well.
Do you have any language skills other than cuss words?
No, that shut her up. All right, we've got to go to a break. We're going to be right back, live at Planned Parenthood, with people who don't like free speech either. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We have Alex has gone to the Black Lives Matter rally, pointing out that it's not just Black Lives that matter when they're adults. It's Black Lives that matter when it comes to abortion as well. People are profoundly ignorant of the roots of Planned Parenthood. But, of course, this rally was interrupted. The reason Alex went there was because they were interrupted by what apparently is a communist group here in Austin, the Red Guard Austin. We have multiple pictures up on their Facebook account of definitely one individual there with a very long beard. There's pictures of him at a Black Lives Rally march, standing behind the Red Guard Austin, as well as holding up a sign that says, donate to end capitalism. See, communists hate life, but they love censorship. They hold their sign, their tarps up to cover up other people's signs. Let's go to Alex right now and find out what's going on.
I've got to show him the broken microphone. So let's let Knight take over for about 10 minutes, and then we'll come after I'm done talking to the police. But right now, where's the broken microphone and all that stuff? I have to give it to him.
I don't have the microphone, but I have the cable.
Who has it? Do?
I think you.
Jakari, get Jakari over here. He's a witness.
This is the written side of it.
Let's get Jakari. Here, yeah. David Knight, you take over. Covering live Planned Parenthood, all Black Lives Matter protest, assaulted by the Red Guard. That is their group. I can't believe it. Who appear to be a...
Yeah.
Wannabe vampire zombie club. That's my opinion. That's how I would describe them. It's bizarre. We'll continue to engage in an analysis of it. The women are now claiming that we assaulted them, so that's standard stuff, standard feminist demon line. Weldon Henson, we're going to throw back now. Anything else you'd like to add? Go ahead.
No, they're not going to. They did not succeed. They made it better for us.
Absolutely. It's amazing that they were so obtuse that they didn't realize that this was being recorded with multiple cameras. They had been there for quite some time trying to cover up people who were protesting the abortions at Planned Parenthood. They came out not with signs supporting their side, simply to shut down free speech. They showed up with black tarps, tried to cover up the signs. When Alex came, they left, they regrouped, they pushed their way through the crowd, screaming, excuse me, but it was actually an assault. They went in, they cut the microphone cable, they stole the microphone. I think they've damaged one of those microphones. So we've got audio issues with the people who are there trying to get the live report. Nevertheless, this is something that we see time and again. We saw the same thing happen at the state capitol when Jakari and I and my wife were covering that. We had a gun control rally that was being held. There were two counter-protesters in support of gun rights that showed up and said, this is outright gun ban. And the city councilman at Austin said, who was speaking at the time, said, we're not doing that right now, but you hang on to those signs saying that they're going to ban guns. You hang on to those signs because we're going to make that happen. Now, what happened at the same time that was going on, the people who were there did everything they could to cover up those two signs of protesters. Nevertheless, they showed up. They had something to say about the Second Amendment. These people, all they want to do is shut down free speech. The only thing they will say is that Alex Jones is anti-woman, an ad hominem attack, unsupported by anything. They'll yell, sexist, racist. That's it. That's their argument. That's what you see over and over again. We've got an article that's up on Infowars.com today by Kit Daniels. Campus police intimidate student over her anti-Obama and pro-gun signs. Student was told she needed special permission for protest signs. This was at Blinn College in Brenham, Texas. The student, Nicole Sanders, talked to Kit Daniels. She said she was told she needed permission for these signs, and she had to stay in a college free speech zone. Where have we seen that before? Oh, yeah, that was the... BLM did that out at the Bundy Ranch. Out in the middle of nowhere, they put a free speech area. They had a professionally printed sign that they put on their fence that they created out in the middle of nowhere. And a handwritten sign was put up by the protesters that said the free speech is not an area. But we've seen it before that. We see it at all of the Republican and Democrat presidential conventions. They always remove the protesters to a remote location and put them in a cage. That's been standard operating procedure for the last several presidential elections. This is how they deal with free speech. They deal with it with censorship. We see that with the Internet. That's what we're concerned about as well, with the government taking control of the Internet. That's the way these authoritarians work. Let's understand that they're not about pro-choice whatsoever. The same people who are pushing the quote-unquote pro-choice position in state after state are also trying to mandate vaccines. Take away your informed consent. It is a hallmark of medical tyranny. Going back to the story that Kit Daniels has, she said, I felt the police were there to intimidate us, to stop without any problems, and it worked. The police made me nervous. This is what's happening on college campuses. They're simply shutting down the free speech, just as we saw with this group, the Red Guard Austin, this communist group. She said in response she got help from the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, that's FIRE, FIRE. They have filed a lawsuit against the college, stating that its policies and their enforcement are unconstitutional. And as we point out, this story is eerily similar to an incident at California Polytechnic State University, Pomona, earlier this year, in which school officials were also requiring students who engaged in First Amendment activities on campus to apply for a free speech permit. Listen. It is a right. It is not a privilege. You don't get permits for rights. You only get permits if it's a government-granted privilege. The free speech is a right that we get from God. The Constitution is a contract that government created saying that they would not trample on the rights that we already had. And when they talk about, and these are state schools, when they talk about taking away your permission to exercise your free speech, that is precisely what's going on. And we're going to be going back to the coverage. You can see that in the background there. Again, at the rally, they're trying to sort out what happened. The microphone was cut and attempted to be stolen. I think they destroyed one of the microphones that are there. They assaulted Alex and Weldon and several other people there. That's the way they deal with it. They don't have anything to say. They simply want to shut you down with force, shut you down with censorship. That's what the Red Guard, the communists in Austin, want to do. We've got pictures of them, amazingly, marching behind a sign with a hammer and sickle, with red flags, with the Black Lives Matter sign. And as we pointed out, this Black Lives Matter is an AstroTurf organization. It's a movement started and funded by many Soros organizations. We just had a story yesterday about how protesters were caught on tape angry that they were not being paid for protesting in Ferguson and other places. They had an agreement with these Soros organizations that they were going to be paid if they would show up and protest or cause riots. This is something that is happening throughout the world. We've got a story today on InfoWars, George Soros saying he's concerned that we're getting close to World War III. Is he concerned, or is that really what he's trying to do? We know that he's been behind, and his NGO organizations that he's been funding have been behind these color movements that have been happening throughout Eastern Europe. They are intricately involved with what's going on in the Ukraine, pushing that into a confrontation, reviving the Cold War, and then he comes out as if he's really concerned that we're going to have World War III. Of course we're going to have World War III if he is successful. That is what he's working for. At the same time, all this is going on. We had one fellow who was at the rally saying, we need to look at globalism. Globalism is killing more people than abortion. Listen, you need to understand what's going on globally, but you always need to act locally. Understand what the big picture is, but understand also that it is at the local level, like these abortion protests, like local government, where you can make the greatest effect. But what is happening globally? Let's understand where we're going with this TPP and Fast Track. It has just now cleared another hurdle today. The vote was 62 rather than the 65 that they had to a cloture vote that they had a week ago on last Thursday. It began this process of giving the trade promotion authority, giving authority to Obama's U.S. Trade Representative, who has been negotiating this treaty for years in secret with corporate lobbyists. Now they have the treaty ready. Now they're trying to give formal authority to them. So it began with a filibuster last week. The filibuster was shut down with a cloture vote last Thursday. Mitch McConnell said they're going to push the fast-track authority, the trade promotion authority, they're going to push that through this week. Once they do, understand that the TPP is finished. They're going to lay it on the table, and they're going to say to our congressmen, sign it. No amendments, you just sign it. As I've pointed out on the nightly news, this is the formal recognition of the fact that power has transferred. It's very similar to what happened at Runnymede with the Magna Carta, the Big Charter. This is the Big Charter where the nobles came to King John, and they said, you're going to sign this, and it was something that they had written. He hadn't written it. He didn't like what it was because it devolved power away from him to them. They elevated themselves to be peers of the realm. In other words, we are as important as you are, King John. No amendments for King John. He didn't write any of it. They just put it down, and they said, sign it. That is what's going on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership now. Our congressmen, our representatives, the people, we are not allowed to see that. We, the people who created the government, we, the people who set up a constitutional republic, we have no stake in this. We are not stakeholders. They are now formalizing what is an accomplished fact, the fact that power has transferred out of Washington to these multinational corporations who have written it. Now, today, as Congress moved one step closer to passing this, We see the Electronic Frontier Foundation talking about how hundreds of tech companies have written a letter, an open letter to Congress, saying that TPP and Fast Track harms digital innovation and users' rights. This is more than 250 technology companies and user rights organizations in a joint letter. They say that the TPP threatens digital innovation, threatens free speech, threatens access to knowledge online. They say that giving this trade promotion authority to the U.S. Trade Representative legitimizes this secretive process. That's precisely it. That's why this bill is so important. You need to get a hold of your reps, and you need to say, we see what you're doing. If you vote for this fast-tracked authority, you are legitimizing a secretive process. Listen to what, listen to this quote from an author, and I had this right here. It is right here. This is an author, science fiction author, Cory Doctorow. This is what he said about this whole process. He said, democracies make their laws in public, not in smoke-filled rooms. If the TPP's backers truly believed that they were doing the people's work, they would have invited the people into the room. The fact that they were that they went to extreme, unprecedented measures to stop anyone from finding out what was going on, even going so far as to threaten Congress with jail if they spoke about it, tells you that this is something that is being done to Americans, not for Americans. Do you understand that? When Rand Paul complained about the secretive process at the end of last week, there was a response from the U.S. Trade Representative said he can go down and read the agreement. Ah, but what he didn't say is that he could not tell anyone what he had seen. He said he can go take notes. Ah, but what he didn't tell you is that he cannot show those notes to anyone. That is the kind of railroading. And again, as I said, this is a formalization of the process that power has already been transferred. Now, they also go on to point out in this Guardian story, they say notably absent from the list, from this open letter that was signed by 250 technology companies, noticeably absent from that list are the big international tech companies like Apple, Google, Facebook. And he points out that Apple and AT&T are part of the President's International Trade Advisory Committee, okay, which is involved in negotiating this. They say, of course, their representatives have presumably been able to read sections of the bill that would apply to their industry. Let me give you another quote from one of the people who is one of these technology companies that has signed this letter. This is from David Hansen. Now, he's written a program you may have seen, Basecamp. We've used that here at the office. He also has created a development platform, Ruby on Rails. He says, this is a mockery of democratic legislative ideals. It's shrouded in secrecy exactly because it would wither in sunlight. Think about that. Let that sink in. It is shrouded in secrecy because it would wither in sunlight. Understand that it isn't just these secret trade deals. Virtually everything our government does is shrouded in secrecy because it would wither in sunlight. Virtually everything. The more our government spies on us, the more it ramps up the surveillance state, the more jealously they guard their secrets, their government secrets, their individual secrets. They become manic about guarding everything that they have. And again, this goes back to the other big issue that has been percolating for the last couple of weeks, Jade Helm. Understand that when they talk about mastering the human domain, they are talking about merging the nexus of the Homeland Security police state, the NSA surveillance state, the technology companies of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, and now the military. Putting the special forces out there, Admiral McRaven was talking years ago about how they needed to return to their original mission of PSYOPs and controlling local governments, shutting down movements, anticipating movements, shutting them down before they happened. That is what is going on. We see in this mastering the human domain, that is the stated purpose of geospatial intelligence, of human domain analytics, all these technological buzzwords. This is the growth area of surveillance to collect everything about you, everything about who you know, what you do, the groups you belong to, and your demographics. Make no mistake about it. there is a genocide component to this. Initially, we're going to have political totalitarianism, but what grows out of that political totalitarianism is always a genocidal movement that grows out of that. We saw that happen with Nazi Germany as well. We need to be very concerned about the authoritarian, secretive police state that is merging. And this is how you need to understand this. This is not just for foreigners any more than the NSA or the CIA are about just watching foreigners either. Special forces are offering themselves as boots on the ground for the surveillance police state. That was the wording of Admiral McRaven a couple of years ago, saying they needed physical boots on the ground to build their information database about the human domain in order to master it. See, first they master us politically, then the master race will appear. That is the long-term plan of this. That is what you need to understand. The exercise of seeing how people are going to react to it, the mapping out of people, and once they map us out, those maps are not going away any more than that data that they're storing in Utah is going to go away. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to see what's happening there at the live rally in front of Planned Parenthood, where the Red Guard, Austin, showed up to censor free speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. Alex ran down to the protest in front of Planned Parenthood because we had a group that showed up. We now know that it was the Red Guard of Austin. We matched pictures of several of the people there. Ironically, marching a few weeks ago between signs that held up the hammer and sickle and Black Lives Matter. Our whole point in going to this rally was to tell people, yes, black lives do matter. They matter no matter how old those lives are. To try to educate people about the genocidal eugenics origins of Margaret Sanger, about her beliefs, about what she said, about the purpose of Planned Parenthood that she founded, essentially to attack specific groups and to shut them down. Now, as this rally was going peacefully, calmly, people were holding up signs. This group showed up with a black sign, with black tarps, holding them in front of other people's signs. See, they have nothing to say. They merely want to black out what you have to say. The only comments we were ever able to get out of them were, you are racist, you are sexist. That's it. No substantiation. That's the narrative that you continually see over and over again. And that's the way these AstroTurf groups that were funded by George Soros, as we pointed out yesterday, these AstroTurf groups that started this Black Lives Matter, that is what they're trying to do, is divide and conquer the population. It is a Marxist organization at the very core. That is what's behind this. Certainly black lives do matter. We want to see police brutality stopped. We want to have a conversation about the legitimate use of the police and the legitimate use of force. We want accountability in the police department because, as Frank Serpico, the guy behind the movie that you've probably seen with Al Pacino, as he's pointed out many times, in any organization, it's not just the police, it's any human organization, you're going to have good people and bad people. The question about the organization is, will they purge the bad people? Will they punish people when they do the wrong thing? So we need to make sure that our police departments do that. But we were at this rally to point out to people that black lives matter at all ages, to point out what is going on with Planned Parenthood and the roots of it. And, of course, they showed up, censored it. Alex ran to the protest. Once he got there, they disappeared. And then they came back as a group screaming, excuse me, assaulting people, grabbed the microphone, cut or broke the cable, damaged one of the microphones, and ran off. So they're sorting that out now with the police. We're going to have an update on that tonight on the Nightly News. If you're not a Nightly News subscriber, please consider doing that and supporting our operation. You'll get the information that shows up a day or so later on YouTube. You'll get it as it's happening. And so tonight we're going to have an update as to what's going on at this rally. Also, we skipped several commercial breaks during this program because of this breaking news. Just want to let you know that there are 72 hours left on our summer sale. The all-new Super Male Vitality is now 20% off. You can get it. This is your last chance. 72 hours left on this sale. Again, read the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Decide for yourself. There's hundreds of five-star reviews. It's a way that you can help yourself, help your family, and support our operation. And if you want to know what else is happening with InfoWars, you can sign up to our free Alex Jones Insider Newsletter. You'll get exclusive videos, daily content, special discounts before they're made public. It'll be emailed to you, access to send in your requests, your tips, and feedback directly to us. It is completely free. It's just a way to keep up to date with what's going on with that. Now, again, as I pointed out, we have a story that's up on InfoWars.com. If you want to see, this is a perfect metaphor, these people showing up and using black tarps to try to cover up other people's free speech. It wasn't that they had anything to say. They just don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know the origins of Planned Parenthood. But it's going to come out. And now we have a beautiful picture of exactly what they're doing. Thanks for joining us. Join us again tomorrow at 11 Central. Oh, we're going to go into overdrive. I think Alex is going to be with us, so hang on. If you're online, we're going to be right back in overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula
formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.